Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Part of what we're doing this week during the Women's Final Four is looking back at some of the people that made their name in women's sports in this state and became synonymous with particularly basketball. Janet Carvenan joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She's got a great story to tell. I spent some time with her yesterday out where she works now. We'll get to that in a minute. But she was the first that everybody took note of and said, whoa, what's going on here? Who's this? New York Mills keeps coming down to the Met Center and winning championships. And who is this that can't miss and that deadly jump shot and all those things? And that was Janet Carvenan, and many of you will recall that. Janet, thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, great to be with you. Thanks for calling.
What do you remember, Janet, about when you found out, did you play a lot of basketball and then one day somebody said, hey, you can actually be on a team now? How did it happen for you?
Well, actually, I was a cheerleader in fifth and sixth grade for the boys' basketball teams in our elementary school because we had teams for them, but not for girls. And this was again right around the time of Title IX, so things were just starting to happen. But it took a few years for the trickle down effects to start making their way all the way across the nation. And so I had the girls over to my house, and our house was the funeral home. So we had high ceilings and long aisles where we could do our cartwheels and get ready for our cheers for the boys who are going to play.
So you literally practiced in your father's funeral home, huh?
That's right. Yeah, it was nice.
And did you play basketball for fun at that time, not realizing that an opportunity would unveil itself?
You know, we had a little square in our backyard, a little asphalt square that my older brother had gotten my dad to put in. And so I kind of monkeyed around with a rubber ball. And I have pictures of myself wearing like a button-down pink blouse with sandals and and kind of dribbling around with a rubber ball. But it wasn't until I was 5'9" tall in sixth grade, and I got to go to my first basketball camp at Otter Basketball Camp.
I went to Otter when I was in junior high. Absolutely.
Seriously?
Coach Stackpool and that whole gang, yeah.
Oh, Jack Stackpool taught me how to
rebound. Yeah, you know, yes.
And Sue McDonald was there. You know, I had gone to the state tournaments and watched Paul and Mike play
for
Chisholm. And then I got to actually be on the court with their little sister, which I thought was just amazing.
Yep.
And so that was really the beginning, was an Otter basketball camp. And I'm one of seven kids, but my older brother was the one who said, you know, you're tall, and if you started working right now, and this is like literally going into seventh grade, he said, you could be the best basketball player Minnesota's ever had.
Did he really say that?
Yep. And I said, me? Really? And he said, yes, but you got to start working today.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, just tell me what to do.
When did you know that, though, that you were good at it? That I mean, was it the first varsity game you played, or when did you say, "Hey, this makes sense, and I feel really good out here"?
Well, I had a lot of fun as a seventh grader playing on our what we would call our JV or B squad. But between seventh and eighth grade, I really committed myself and learned how to shoot a jump shot. You know, again, just from like 10, 12 feet was all I was doing, was a turnaround jumper, and had a couple moves, and was really working down in the post. And I told my high school coach then I was going to be trying out for the team going into eighth grade, and that I really hoped she'd give me a shot. And she said, "Well, you know, if you're as good as the other girls, you probably won't get moved up. But if you're clearly better, I'll give you a chance." So I got to be a varsity starter in eighth grade. And that was where things really started. And we made it the district championship. We lost to Henning by 1 point, and then came down to the state tournament and watched the very first state tournament, 1976. And as a team, we decided, you know, this looks like fun. We should try to do this next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. We came down the next 3 years and won the state championship. And literally, Mike, we went to Southdale Mall, and we went to the airport and watched the airplanes take off. And we ran down the up escalators and ran up the down escalators. And, you know, we were real, real pranksters.
Real renegades from New York Mills there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So we were really at the right place at the right time. We had some key, you know, people would call them transfers now, but we had some girls who moved into our town whose families bought farms, and they happened to be tall.
Just by chance. At this time, you're not recruiting. You just got them by chance, right?
People would be so suspicious nowadays, yeah. Of course. But we got the Miller sisters, Jenny and Sue from California, and their dad was an aeronautical engineer and bought a farm north of town. And they were, you know, 6'1 and 5'11 and were great volleyball players as well. And then we also had a girl named Kim Salty, who was our point guard, who was 5'11. And
wow.
She's being inducted into the Minnesota Sports Hall of Fame. Not Minnesota, I'm sorry, New York Mills Hall of Fame coming up on April 9th. So I get to introduce her and present her as she's inducted. But she actually moved in from a small town in South Dakota named Harold, South Dakota. And her family, the county came and told them that they were going to put an irrigation ditch through their farm. And they gave them money and said, "We'd like you to move because we're going to put this irrigation system right through here for the county." And so the Salty family had looked a couple places in Minnesota. They decided to move to our area. And at one of our 40-year reunions, we celebrated 3 years in a row for our three state championships. Yeah. And we got on the bus, the school bus, and played the same songs and sang the same songs we used to sing to all of our games. Yeah. And just had a great time together. But Kim told us a story, Kim Salty, that project that displaced them from South Dakota and never happened.
Really?
The county never built the irrigation system.
So they never would have had to move.
No. And so you start putting these pieces together.
I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. And how did that happen?
Yeah.
But again, you know, I enjoyed listening to Coach Cosgrove because he's not only coached Paige Beckers, of course, but one of my favorite campers and camp coaches for many years was Leslie Knight.
Yes.
Who also was Miss Basketball and state champion and played for him. And
yeah, one of his favorites too, yeah. And,
yeah.
And you told me yesterday when we were talking, she retired, huh, in Spain?
She did. And, you know, his point was that you can't just win with one player. And, of course, he's had such great teams. But Leslie Knight was outstanding. And, you know, she really bided her time at the U and kept a good attitude. And she'd been playing over in Spain. But every summer she'd come back and work our basketball camps. And this was one of our best staffers because she's just one of the best people you'll ever meet. And she got married a few years ago and just retired from her team because she's found out she's expecting a baby.
Awesome. That is.
Yeah.
Now I Janet Carvinen is our guest. When you had your camps for years, a couple campers that you had, one was named Lindsay Whalen and one was named Paige Beckers, right? What do you remember?
Yeah, you know, I started camps in 88. I ran them for 32 years, Mike. I just retired from the camp business. Had over 20,000 campers. And then the last 10 or more years, we've also been working with boys, too, because we just felt that I mean, I felt that our strength, and my son helped work with me too. He was a basketball coach at Mounds View for many years, and we just felt that kids really need a positive place where they can come and learn and not feel like they're under the gun or under a lot of pressure. We just had good music and good drills and a lot of repetition, videotape, and just a real personal approach. And back, I'll never forget standing in the hallway of Minnetonka High School where I started my camp, and little Lindsay Whalen with her page boy haircut was kind of clinging to her mother because her mom was trying to drop her off at the day camp, and they had come in from Hutchinson, and Lindsay just was really nervous about staying there. I think she was probably 10.
Yeah.
And her mom, Kathy, said, you know, Lindsay, I found out later that Kathy had to bribe Lindsay to stay at camp all day because she was homesick by stopping at Burger King. Said, well, can I get a milkshake? And Kathy said, sure, I'll get you a milkshake if you just stay at camp all day. And then Lindsay said, and fries too?
Yeah. Neil be behind that too. And what do you remember about Paige Beckers?
Oh, you know, I use facilities all around town. I used to live on the west side of town, but I had camp at Minnetonka for 20 years. I had camp at Benilde St. Margaret for 20 years too. But Paige lived in St. Louis Park, so her dad Bob would bring her over. And she came the first year. She was just 8 years old, second grade. And our camps usually started going into fourth grade. We just felt that most girls and boys, just from a maturity standpoint, at least when we started, weren't always ready to be gone all day, too. And it can be a long day. But Bob had asked if she could come, even though she was a little bit young. And I always caution parents and say, you know, we really want to make sure it's a good experience. And I feel a lot of responsibility that kids like the game and that we set them up too. But I watched Paige that first day, and my son Dave was there too. And we just kind of looked at each other like, I think she's going to be just fine because she was already on her way and had already spent a lot of time with the basketball. And of course she's a stellar athlete, but and there's many people I'm sure who want to take a little credit for the player she's become. But I do feel like our program did get her off to a really good start from 8 to 13, that she came every summer, and she'd come for more than 1 week at a time. And it was all ears, learning how to shoot the right way. And we're particular and we're detailed in our approach, and she just was all in. And we always were moving her up to the next age group, trying to challenge her. And by the time she was in eighth grade, we couldn't challenge her anymore. So that's when she she took off with the AAU
circuit, for sure. Hey, Janet, can you stand with us for a quick break? I want to talk about what you're doing now.
Yep, sure thing.
Janet Carvenan, one of the legends of the hardwood, and she had a calling in basketball, and she's had a calling since then as well. We'll explain when we come back on Sports to the Max. Welcome back, WCCO Sports the Max. Janet Carvenan, my guest, the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Your sanctuary used to be the basketball court. Now your sanctuary is the sanctuary. I just visited you yesterday. We'll have a TV piece on it tomorrow at 6 o'clock. What does Janet Carvenan do now? She speaks, not to her campers, but from the pulpit. Take us through. In your 40s, you decided there was something more to life that was calling you, and you followed the voices in your faith, and where are you now?
Yeah, you know, no one's probably more surprised that I'm a pastor than me. My faith's always been important to me. I remember one time in the state tournaments, I had mentioned that my faith was the most important thing in my family, and then basketball. And I remember after that headline or that quote appeared in the Star Tribune, I got, you know, so more fan letters from Christians all over Minnesota, and they'd write letters to me at Janet Carvenan, New York Mills, Minnesota, and it would get to me. But I think that faith and testimony was pretty powerful then, and I think it is now. But I think when I walked through with my dad through his 5-year cancer battle and that whole journey, you start really looking at life. And I think as you get older, we all have a lot of things you try to reconcile and the mistakes you've made and things you wish you'd done differently. But you start asking yourself about purpose and meaning and what are the things that last. And I really attribute my faith to in returning it to it more vigorously after I got married to my husband, Al Montgomery, and started raising children. But that cancer battle with my dad was really a holy time. And, you know, at the time, one of the hardest things I had ever been through. And so I thought, well, I think I might go to seminary and maybe take up one class to learn about the Bible. And I mentioned that to an older pastor, and he said, well, you know, you're really too old to do that. And, you know, women shouldn't be taking up spots for you know, young men might be wanting. And, you know, at your age, you're just not going to serve long enough. And it's just probably not a good idea for you to think about that track. And so when this retired pastor gave me that advice, I kind of put it on the back burner and thought, well, maybe he's right, and let a few more years go by. But I think when you feel a call from God, I think God's pretty persistent, and just kept coming back and coming back. And I just said, you know what, dang it, I think I'm just going to go. And I was a little worried about the computer and about finding my way around Luther Seminary, but I applied and was accepted. And it took me 5.5 years to do a 4-year full-time program. But I was really proud of myself to be able to manage that and to do that once our youngest child had made his way into full-time school. And it really has been a game changer.
Do you enjoy it every day? I mean, you're working with all kinds of different people, all kinds of different places in your life, from the best of a baptism and a marriage to diagnosis and funerals.
You know, I do love it. And much like what you do, Mike, I mean, the variety of the day-to-day is really cool.
And the key
opportunity. Yeah, I mean, it just keeps everything fresh because you just never know what's around the corner. And for me, I do embrace change, and I'm a little more of a free spirit where I do like the pressure situations that come up from time to time. And I was just telling my family today about an opportunity I had to be with a family when they disconnected their loved one from a ventilator and how difficult that was, but what a holy space it was and what a privilege it was for me to be in the room with that family as we prayed together and released their loved one back to God. And so it's just been great. You know, as far as work goes, I feel really blessed. I'm working at Incarnation Lutheran Church, which is in the ELCA. It's close to my home and in the Shoreview North Oaks community. And I get to be a pastor to people who I golf with and who have raised their kids alongside ours. And it's just been a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much. It was so fun to connect with you yesterday. Like I said, we'll have a TV story on it tomorrow at 6, but to visit with you and to hear somebody that follows their heart, leads with their heart first, and isn't afraid to evolve and make change for the better is awesome. Thank you so much, Janet, and continue serving.
Yes, and thank you, and you're a blessing too, Mike. Thanks for all you do.
You bet. Janet Carvin, nice enough to join us. She's playing on our WCCO basketball team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.